Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
One more house and you can live in a gay married home in New York State. The State Assembly passed a gay marriage or marriage equality bill yesterday. If the Senate goes along, New York will become the third state to enact gay marriage through the legislature, not the courts. But it'll take a few more state senators to make that happen. Now, the Empire State Pride Agenda is launching TV commercials today in the districts of a few key senators. They sound like this.
Our daughter, Jody, 3 years ago, met the person she loved, and she was able to marry him. Our daughter, Amy, met the person she loved 12 years ago, and she can't marry the person she loves.
They're great parents, yet my oldest daughter doesn't have the same rights as we do, and it's not right.
This is our first granddaughter, Olive. She's been in two other weddings as a flower girl. She wants to be the flower girl in her mom's wedding. It's time to pass the marriage equality bill.
A straight-up argument on right and wrong. Can the state legislature legalize gay marriage? Let's look at the politics with Assemblymember Deborah Glick of Lower Manhattan. Deborah, welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning, Brian.
And congratulations on the assembly bill. We knew it would pass, but it was interesting for its big margin of victory, wasn't it?
Yes, we've, you know, obviously in the last couple of years, we passed it in 2007 for the first time. In the last couple of years, there have been more conversations. People have heard from people in their district. And the numbers across the state have changed dramatically, as has the demographic of the electorate. Younger people clearly think this is no big deal, and it's a generational divide. So history is on our side, and the inexorable march towards equality is, you know, going to happen, and we will. We are now surrounded by states that have moved ahead of us.
And you did get some votes in the assembly from some of the same people who voted no the last time it came up. Do you think these were votes of conscience or votes of political necessity?
I think that there were people who were conflicted the last time and weren't certain. Maybe they were relatively new members, and they did a lot of soul searching. And one of the most moving things for me was a gentleman from the Capital Region area who apologized for the pain and suffering that LGBT New Yorkers have endured for too long, and he changed his vote. And it was very moving.
And sure enough, that TV commercial that starts today that we played from the Empire State Pride Agenda is running in Albany as one of the few markets because they're targeting a state senator from that region who they might be able to make the case, well, look, the assembly member from this region flipped and apologized. Maybe you can find it in your heart and find it in, you know, in your realm of political acceptability to do so. Are you counting heads in the Senate?
Well, I think a lot of people are keeping track. There are some people who are serving in the Senate that I served with in the Assembly, and I certainly plan to have conversations with a number of people.
The New York Times named some names this morning of senators previously opposed who might be gettable, including Kenneth LaValle of Long Island and Elizabeth Little from the Adirondacks. Do you think those are the key two names?
Well, I think everybody, you know, when you have as tight a margin as we have in the Senate, every name is a potential. There are a handful of very determined opponents. Those are the ones who are really clear. And then there are, I would say that everybody has gay people living in their districts, and it's a matter of whether or not family members get on the phone, make appointments, and I certainly will talk to a number of people, including Betty Little. She's a lovely person, and I think she not only knows in her heart that at some point this will become law, and whether she wants to be on the right side of history or not. And many of the women in the North Country, both Democrat and Republican, have voted now in the Assembly in favor. So Betty is a very good human being, and I believe that she is somebody that can be appealed to on the basis of fairness and equity.
So are you better off focusing on Republican senators who might be vulnerable to defeat next year because it would become an election issue, or those who are in safe seats, maybe including somebody like Betty Little in the Adirondacks?
Well, I always believe that in the struggle for civil rights, you run down every avenue. You don't have a narrow strategy. I think you go after people who are in safe seats, and you go after people who may feel a little bit of heat because the demographic in their district is changing.
We now have Vermont and Maine just in recent weeks, and New York could become the third state to pass a gay marriage law. Does it somehow confer more legitimacy on gay marriage, in your view, to have it come through the legislative process rather than a court ruling?
Well, I think that, you know, our opponents will complain no matter which way. On the floor last night, somebody got up and said, I always believed this was the right thing to do, but I don't think this is the right way to do it. It should be a constitutional amendment, which means that, you know, we'd have to go through two legislatures and take it to the people and whatever. And, you know, we could get this done by 2011, 2012, you know. And it's sort of... opponents will say there's judicial activists, and that's the wrong way. It should go through the legislature. And in fact, New York State's Court of Appeals, our highest court, said, take this to the legislature. So the Court of Appeals has said this is the venue. So when people get up and say this isn't the venue, they simply are opponents, and they wouldn't care what the method was. They would be opposed.
Assemblymember Deborah Glick of Lower Manhattan, a marriage equality bill has passed the Assembly. The battle is on for enough votes in the state Senate to get it enacted by law in New York State. Assemblymember Glick, thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Brian.